This is Chats with Gigi, your space for growth, inspiration, and learning, covering the topics that matter to women everywhere, empowering you in your personal and professional life. Are you ready? Here we go.
I am so excited to have you on the show. How is this craziness with quarantining and coronavirus treating you? Talk to me.
Oh my goodness, Gigi. What a time we're all in. For all of the strangeness of it and the, you know, the tragedy of what the world is going through, I have to say the one thing I'm taking a little bit of comfort in is that it's a common human experience that we're all going through. And, perhaps in a way, unlike anything I've ever experienced in my lifetime, I know that the hearts and minds of the whole world are in the same place right now. And there's something strangely comforting about that. Of course, I wish the circumstances were different to make us all feel unified in that way. But I really do feel like the world is unified right now in a different way. I've been spending my time here at home in New York City in my apartment with my new puppy that I adopted.
I think that there's something strangely beautiful about it, too. I mean, it's sad that it takes something so horrible to make us come together in that way. But there is a beauty behind it. And speaking about you being, you said you're in New York, right?
Yes, I live here in Manhattan, where I'm born and raised. And it's definitely a lot quieter in my neighborhood than normal. Although, of course, as soon as I started doing this interview, they started drilling on the street downstairs. So New York is still New York.
Inevitably. It's okay. Miami has that tendency to get loud at all the wrong times, too. That's where I'm at. Now, let's talk about three tips to keeping the glamour during quarantine. Because, listen, let's be honest. You're quarantining with your significant other, you know, and it's easy to just want to be in your PJs all day long, but that's not going to lead to anything good relationship-wise. So I'm not talking about walking around in heels all day inside your own house. I mean, unless you want to, which is totally fine. But what are some tips that you can give us in regards to keeping a little bit of that glam while we're in quarantine? Because, hey, ultimately, you still want your partner to look at you with certain eyes. You know, you don't want your partner to look at you like, oh, God, Bay looks like a bum today, again.
Well, in my case, I'm quarantining with my new puppy, so he doesn't mind if I wear pajamas all day. But I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you said, oh, you don't have to wear heels unless you want to. I think that's the key. I think it's about doing things for yourself that make you feel good. And so if that means putting on your heels and strutting around or maybe even showing off the gams for your partner, if that makes you feel good, then that's something worth doing during this time, you know. And maybe it's not heels. Maybe it's like this is the time to get your facial on. You know, we have, Lord knows, self-care is so important and we don't always find the time in our daily schedules to practice self-care. Well, honey, we all got time now. So, you know, maybe this is the time to break out those skincare products that you've been waiting to try. And, you know, I was chatting with my girlfriend, Margarita, and she was saying, you know what? I'm going to put on my eyebrow every day. I'm going to put on my lash every day. And it's just about how it makes you feel. And that's really what our show is all about, too. That's what Dragnificent is about. It's using these tools of glamour, you know, whether it's hair and makeup or shapewear. It's using these tools to make you feel good. And I think the most important thing during this quarantine is to feel good. So if putting on your lip gloss makes you feel good, then put on your lip gloss, you know?
I love that. I love that. And I feel like it also, it makes such a big difference too. Just something so small as, I'm going to put my eyebrows on today. That changes the way you feel about yourself.
As somebody who's done not only my own hair and makeup for years, but other people's hair and makeup, I know the power of when you transform somebody and they look in the mirror and you can see how it just lights them up. And that's a gift you can give yourself. And if, you know, like we said, whether it's the eyebrow or the lash or the lip, whatever it is, just do something for yourself that's going to make you feel good, and that's going to make everybody around you feel good too.
I agree with you 100%. Now, I do have to put a disclaimer out there, because you mentioned something that is becoming a little dangerous now in quarantine, and that is transformation. I don't recommend anyone who doesn't have experience in doing hair to transform themselves during this quarantine. You could blow out your hair, and you could, you know, do your braids and stuff like that, but don't try to get all crazy if you don't know what you're doing, because
you know,
that could be catastrophic.
I've seen all my colorist friends posting online saying, please, please do not color your own hair. It's going to be more expensive to fix that than doing your roots when this is over.
100%. But let's talk about your show, Dragnificent.
Yes.
There is a sneak peek that's coming out on Sunday on TLC. And I want to know what we can expect from Dragnificent. Talk to me.
I think you can expect the unexpected from Dragnificent, because you might say, oh, it's another makeover show. But really, what Dragnificent is a transformation show. You can take off a makeover, but a transformation can last a lifetime. And I think what's special about the people that we touched this season is we didn't just come into their towns and film an episode and leave. We built relationships with these people, and we're still in touch with them. And so the proof is in the pudding. Let me tell you, with these people that we're still talking with, texting with every day, their lives have changed forever. And so I think you're going to find a show that's about finding your inner light, finding your inner strength, finding your inner confidence. Yes, we use the tools of drag, which have empowered us, but it's really about just giving that empowerment back over to these women. And that's what you're going to see on Dragnificent. Plus a lot of fun along the way.
Well, I know anything that you're in is going to be a blast. So I love, I cannot wait to check out this preview. But when you talk about that transformation, I mean, we're talking about brides. We're talking about, you know, going back to that high school reunion. That can be a mm-hmm. moment of celebration for a lot of people, but that can be really stressful for people who had, you know, less than pleasant experience in high school, which is a lot of people that are now trying to step into that, want to go back to that high school reunion and feel whole and feel, you know, like everyone's going to turn and look at them for all the good reasons this time around. You know, we're talking
Absolutely.
About massive weight loss in this show and what it means to reacquaint yourself with your body and the tools that you use for this and the empowerment that you offer for something like that. Listen, being reacquainted with your body after massive weight loss is just as important as being reacquainted with your body after weight gain, after having a baby. Hey, after being in a fun, healthy, love-filled relationship and you put on 30 pounds because you're not out
yep.
and about anymore, you're
yep.
just enjoying each other. So I feel like that kind of connection to self, that kind of connection, you know, to self-love and self-acceptance is so powerful beyond the specific journeys and experiences that you guys are offering in the show, that it could really reach and impact anybody who's watching. Am I right?
It's going to touch a lot of people, because these experiences that you just talked about, and we covered a lot of those, they are universal. And it really, at the end of the day, it is all about self-love. Because what we've found as drag entertainers and drag artists is, even at the lowest points in our life, we could put on our armor. That's what drag is for us sometimes. It's about suiting up in your armor, and then you're able to face the world with a confidence that you maybe didn't have before. And that's something we were able to share with these women. You know, you talked about weight loss, and for me, body image is so important. And, you know, we met this incredible woman, Amy, who had lost an extraordinary amount of weight. And you would think that she'd be leading a parade. But the truth is, she's unfamiliar with the space she's in. She was unfamiliar with this new body and didn't even know how to dress herself. And we were able to take the tools and the tricks that we've learned over the years in drag and empower her And really what it's about is not about, yeah, everybody loves to look fab, but what it's really about is taking that feeling with you when you strip it all away. And there you are in that mm-hmm. body that you didn't know how to dress before, but suddenly you can see the power that it has and the power that your mind and your heart have.
And there is such a beauty behind that. And I'm so excited to see that your love for what you do is spreading itself through this TV show and entering all of our homes with such an empowering message for the viewers. Thank you so much for sharing these quarantine tips with us. And I cannot wait to see the success of Dragnificent. I am dying for the sneak peek on Sunday.
Thank you, Gigi.